When a 13-year-old is accused of the murder of a classmate, his family, therapist, and the detective in charge are all left asking what really happened. This is the plot synopsis of Adolescence. It's a 2025 miniseries that runs 4 episodes. It stars Owen Cooper as the 13-year-old Jamie Miller. Stephen Graham played his father as Eddie Miller. Ashley Walters plays D.I. Luke. Faye Marseille plays DS Misha Frank. One of the things I really liked, and I didn't realize it until I was, I don't know, midway through the first episode, was that this film, all 4 episodes were single shot. They were just all filmed in a continuous single shot. The only time there was a time break was in between episodes. I was reading in the trivia, it said that this was Owen Cooper's first time on a set. Episode 3 was where he jumped into the role. You start off with the police at the Miller's house and they were looking for Jamie. They were accusing him of murder. He was crying and he was like, "What's going on? I didn't do anything. You guys, what is going on? I didn't do anything." And the police were like, "Just get your clothes, get dressed." And then it looked like, I think at one point he had wet himself and he had to change his clothes. And this is all in one continuous take. And as they would pan from one person, they would go to the other and then they would pan back to someone else. And it was just done so beautifully. Well put together. This film was created by Stephen Graham, who plays the dad. And the dad obviously didn't know what was going on. And eventually they make their way to the police station where we're shown the video. So there was a video of the crime that he was being accused of. And that's when you find out he was being accused of murder of a classmate. Yeah, it's some heavy material. This series is about the murder of a child. Jamie Miller, the kid who's 13 years old, was an amazing actor in this. It just was like amazing. So when they end up showing the video, the detective is like, "Are these the clothes you were wearing?" "Yes, sir." "Is this where you were?" "Yes, sir." And then eventually it shows him where there's a scuffle between him and this female. He's wearing the same clothes, same shoes, and then you see him just like, I thought he was punching her, but apparently upon like rewinding it and watching it, it was him stabbing her. And it was kind of a little bit grainy, so you're like, okay, is that really him? And then after it was done playing, he was like, "That wasn't me." He's crying, his dad's crying, they're both just, the emotions were all there, and it was just so good. And we're talking episode 1, and he's like, "I didn't do it, that wasn't me, that's not me." And then we go into episode 2. And by this time, you already know you're binging this series. This is one of those series that I couldn't pull away from and watched each episode one after the other, back to back to back. So you definitely don't want to start this one late at night. But it just gets better and better on each episode. Now, I can't remember I think it was episode 2 or 3, I can't remember, where Jamie was being interviewed by the psychiatrist. That was the first time I was like, okay, this kid is, he's not normal. He has emotional outbursts. He has violent tendencies. He made threatening remarks and inappropriateness, way that he was acting. And I was like, wow, this kid is really out there. And after this kind of emotional outburst and all this drama that he had with his psychiatrist in that episode, it brings us to episode 4. In episode 4, you're seeing the family. Eddie Miller, his wife and daughter, and they're going out because it's Eddie's 50th birthday. And they're gonna go do some things. And then there's some graffiti on the car. Basically, the graffiti, I had to look it up what it meant. It basically meant that, like, either a predator or something like that. It wasn't nice or whatever. And he was like really upset. He went to like a equivalent of a Home Depot to get some paint to paint over it. There was some stuff that happened. The episode 4 is where it sort of slowed down a little bit. It builds up to a really good ending. So there's a phone call from Jamie to the family. He has them on speaker and he didn't know he was on speaker. And he tells the dad, "Hey dad, there was something that happened today. I'm going to plead guilty." And they were just devastated. The wife had never seen the video. Only the dad had seen it. They have basically a very emotional ending to episode 4. Just they're crying. So basically the series, it showed everything from all these different angles, from when he was picked up in episode 1 to going to the police station, to talking with the psychiatrist, to the emotional impact it had on the family, them discussing whether or not they should move or stay where they are. And Eddie, the dad, his just feeling of being a failure as a father. He raised these kids to not to do that, but the daughter came out normal. She never hurt anyone. So you couldn't really blame it on the way him and the wife was raising the kids. So it just had a lot of different angles. It was a very, very good series. Probably the best I've seen this year out of any series that I've watched. It was emotionally gripping. One thing I don't really like was the name of the series. It's just called Adolescence. But then as I was thinking about it, I was saying to myself, what would you call this if you didn't call it Adolescence? I mean, what would you call it? A family tragedy or something. And so it's definitely not an easy thing to come up with a title of a series like this. Anyhow, Adolescence was a very, very good series, and I highly recommend it. It's 5 stars.